are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. Today, I am so excited to have an awesome guest on the line today, Keisha Graves, who is the founder of Girls Chronically Rock and has such an inspiring story that we can't wait to share with you. Hi, Keisha. How are you today?
Hi. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on the line. And you are such a saint for being patient with all of our podcast logistics this afternoon. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, no problem at all. I don't mind.
No, I so appreciate it. So tell us a little bit about your background and what inspired you to become an entrepreneur.
Sure. So a little bit about my background. I was born and raised in Cambridge, Massachusetts. With that, I was born kind of, you know, okay. I never really had any problems with my legs. I had went to high school, finished in 2003. I went to study on at Framingham State University and studied my bachelor's and got my undergrad in fashion design. In merchandising. With that, I always worked like part-time in different retail stores. It was like Vera Bradley, Aldo's, you name it. I probably pretty much even local boutiques, stores here in Harvard Square. I worked just to kind of get that like background experience. And I just love and breathe fashion. So after Framingham State University, I kind of about took like a year off. And then after that, I was like, you know, I kind of want to go to graduate school and get more of the business side aspect. So then I went to Cambridge College and got my master's in business management. And I did that and kind of got the more business aspect of, you know, just trying to run a business. And with that, I was able to create my business plan. At the time, I did create one like for a store, so which I eventually do plan to open. But I always knew, I always had like the entrepreneur, you know, just mindset, just always want to be my own boss. I kind of don't like nobody telling me what to do. To be honest, I kind of just like to have my own hours, just kind of wake up and do me. And just that's just always how I had that mindset. So I knew I always wanted to be just my own boss and just not really work for anybody else. So with that, I, you know, just kind of had the business aspect. And unfortunately, when I was in Cambridge College, I started to get symptoms for my muscular dystrophy. Whereas, you know, I would just be walking and my leg would just randomly give out. I would just be honestly on the floor out of nowhere. Don't even know how I got there. And I'm like, you know, that's so weird. Cause then I noticed I was unable to kind of get myself back up. So things like that was just like a little off. And I noticed when I started to do exercising, you know, I was like maybe unable to like say raise my right arm and just like, you know, weird things. I just thought things were just off. And at that time I was a lot heavier. So I was just like, oh, I just need to, you know, lose some weight. I was like, I need to exercise and get back on track. I honestly thought it was that simple. But then as I started exercising, when I knew some things were a little off, I was like, something's not right. So then I went to go see an orthopedic at Tufts. And when I saw him, he was just like, yeah, he was like, you have to see a neurologist because he can totally see something was off. So I had went to Mount Auburn, and I will never forget this neurologist. She's totally awesome to this day, and I would always appreciate her. Her name was Catherine Wang, and she was the one who diagnosed me and just was always patient with me, made sure I did all the testing, such as like MRI, EKG, EMG, every test. I did the echocardiogram, so because muscular dystrophy does affect your heart as well. Some people don't understand. So I even took like echocardiogram, and then I even did the muscle biopsy. And with that, they took a piece of muscle out from my right leg. And so with that, they was able to detect that I have muscular dystrophy, and my type is specifically called limb girdle muscular dystrophy. So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah. But how does somebody even get that? Is it hereditary?
That's what they're saying. And the thing is, nobody in my family has it. Like, so I always see my parents to this day. I'm like, was I switched at birth? Was I adopted? So, but yeah, nobody in my family has it. And it's so weird. I do, eventually, there are different testings that all eventually are getting developed because I would like, say, my parents and my sister to get tested to see if maybe they carry the gene. Because from my understanding, like, they could carry it, but I just happen to be the one to get it, if that makes sense.
So
they could be like a carrier, but yeah, I just happen to, you know, get it. So that's kind of how it works. But yeah, they really don't even know how it get it, or there's really no cure really at this point. Two types so far, the spinal muscular dystrophy and the Duchenne, which is one of the worst. They kind of have a new drug that has helped them. It's not a total cure, but it's kind of helping them, you know, to maybe do the hair in the morning and do everything like what an average person may take advantage of. It's like, it's hard for, you know, like to do every day. Like even when I'm getting dressed to get up, I need like a good extra 15, 20 minutes just to take my pants on and to take them off. So right. that's like an everyday life of, you know, of kind of me living every day with muscular dystrophy.
Right. So are there things like holistically that you can do that help it, at least in the meantime of the process?
I definitely try to do exercise. They do say physical therapy is key. So I do try to do that every couple of months. So I said, once the weather starts to get nice, I want to say like in March, I want to start going back to physical therapy. And I really enjoyed going to Spalding and Charlestown because it's like a whole new like renovation. It's like brand new and they have a pool. And they say the pool is like the best thing for people with that have a muscle disease, because it's like we can kind of do stuff in the pool that we can't do on land. Like when I'm in the pool, I can, you know, pretend I'm running. I can do jumping jacks and just like the littlest things that like I can't do on land. So that's why I kind of like to go into the pool, because that's like the most beneficial, they say, way for people with a muscle disease. So I plan to do that coming up hopefully in March.
Yeah, that's so fascinating you talk about that too, because they even say with animals, like with all different types of species that have any type of muscular issue, it really is like healing when you're doing it live in the water. It's so fascinating.
Yes, it definitely is.
No.
It really is. So, you know, I'm taking it day by day, and it has progressed over the years. But, you know, this is just something I've coped that, you know, this is what I have. And, you know, I kind of just have to deal with it and just bringing awareness about it. And now I'm the muscular dystrophy state ambassador for the MDA of Massachusetts. So I was last year, 2017, and then they asked me to be the ambassador again this year, 2018. So I'm pretty excited, you know, go to different events to bring awareness about it, talk about it, do different speaking engagements. And yeah, I honestly enjoy it, because a lot of people, I never even heard of this disease until I was diagnosed, to be honest.
It's so crazy.
So,
is there like a small percentage of people that even have it to begin with, or?
Yeah, there is like a lot. And I find like, different meetups, like I go to or different MDA events, like I'm finding more people like my age, which is pretty cool. So I want to start like, you know, having like more meetups, you know, because at the end of the day, it's like we can understand what we're going through. It's like, yes, we may describe it to our friends and family, but it's like until like that person really has it, they understand, you know, what I'm saying of getting up, just the littlest fatigue, getting up from, say, a chair that's too low, just like the littlest things. It's like, you know, they get it. So it's kind of nice to have that support. And I'm also on different support groups, like on Facebook, muscular dystrophy meetups, LimGirdle muscular dystrophy has different like groups on Facebook that I'm a part of. So it's always nice to, you know, chat there if I have like a question or anything. So I definitely like that a lot.
No, I love that. That's so inspiring. I love it. So is
Thank
this,
you.
Is this what basically really inspired you to even start your own clothing line? Because obviously a lot of the stuff that's on the shirts, the graphic tees and stuff, represent a
right.
lot of like motivating, inspiring words of wisdom kind of stuff.
Yes. So yeah, that definitely what inspired me to do Girls Chronically Rock, because I wanted something with the word chronic in there, you know what I mean? Just for like, you know, people that may have a chronic illness or anything. So I just wanted something to help motivate and empower women, you know, just to say, hey, like no matter what we're going through, it's like we rock regardless at the end of the day. And yes, I do have, most of them are for, you know, people that, you know, have the chronic illness. Like, as you can see, one of them has, hello, my name is Chronically Ill Badass. And, you know, I rock my illness and still get winked. So, but you know, I did add some new ones recently and they call like Trust Your Dopeness. And so that one is kind of could be like a range for really anybody. Same thing with Girls Chronically Rock. Cause it's like another thing I don't want people to think, yeah, it's just for mostly people with, you know, that have a chronic illness or whatever, but I want it to be for everybody. And I think that Trust Your Dopeness, that new one I just added, is kind of, you know, for everybody. And that's for both men and women, just to say like, you know, trust your dopeness, like just trust whatever you want to do, like trust like that you can do it no matter what, like trust your ability, motivate yourself and just trust whatever. If you think this is dope, when you wake up, you have an idea, just go with it and trust your instinct. So I just like randomly thought of that one day and I was like, this will be really nice on a t-shirt. Trust your dopeness.
But I also take on like putting the word chronic and making it a more positive way of looking at it. You know,
exactly. Exactly.
Which I think more people need, you know, when they're going through stuff like that, it's like really nice to make it a positive, on a positive note, you know?
Yes, definitely. Yes, I agree. So yeah, that's where I kind of wanted to go from that. And there's still some designs that, you know, I have in my head that I eventually will add, but you know, right now I'm just keep it at, you know, where it's at right now. But you know, I always have like random, you know, like logos or thoughts in my head. And then I would, you know, text them to myself or write it down, just so I won't forget. And, you know, yeah, that's where it's at right now. It's still new. My website just launched in May.
Congratulations.
But, you know, I'm hoping within, thank you. Yeah, so I'm totally excited about it. And I just hope, you know, within the next year or so, I can make you know, the revenue that I would like, and just, you know, this would be like my only job, you know, at some point, and just, you know, be so busy to a point where I may need to hire somebody to help me pack away the t-shirts. But I love it so far, and I'm just, you know, trying to advertise it, promote it, getting it out there. And I just realized networking is just key, you know, in promoting your line and just networking with other business entrepreneurs and just getting, you know, my brand out there.
No, it totally is. And you're absolutely going to get there. Everything is with just with the right timing, you know?
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah.
No, yes. No problem. So who is somebody that you really admire in the entrepreneurial world, especially in the fashion realm? Because you started your own clothing line. Who is somebody you admire?
Yes. I've always been obsessed with Kimora Lee Simmons. Like, I, even from in like middle school, from in, especially when I was in my first year of college, I just love like her hustle. And I know she started off as a model and then she married, you know, Russell Simmons. I just love her entrepreneurial, you know, just attitude and just positive. I think she's beautiful. I used to be obsessed with Baby Fat when she came out with that. I used to have like the different jackets, the t-shirts.
Of course, me too. I them at one point too.
Yes. I honestly like miss it. Yeah. So I'm just like, I always just been obsessed with her and like her hustle. And I just love when, I remember it was at a point she even had like her own reality show. And yeah. I just, you know, looked up to her from watching that. And I think she was even a guest host judge on America's Next Top Model a few times, because her and Tyra Banks are like good friends.
That's my understanding.
I think Tyra Banks is like the maid of honor. Yeah. So I'm like obsessed with her. If I was to meet her, I just feel like I'll be like, oh my God. So yeah, I still follow her to this day. And now she has like, I just love, she has like a beautiful family. Now she has like three kids. She's married and still, you know, like living the life. I see like even on Instagram for Thanksgiving, her and her kids are like in Bora Bora, and then they go to like Italy. And I'm like, see, that's the life I want to live.
Right.
Just keep, you know, I'm like, that's where I want to be.
Putting it out there. Yeah.
So right. We're gonna play, she's totally someone.
We're going to play a quick little game, Keisha. I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is like a little more fun. So I'm going to ask you a few questions and you can answer them however you like. There is no time limit, but this is just to enlighten the show a little more. So question one, what is your favorite food?
Pizza and chicken wings, especially buffalo. They have to be buffalo.
Oh, buffalo's a good one.
Those are like my go-to.
All things buffalo. And then pizza, yes. You said, right? Is there a specific type of pizza?
I honestly just obsessed with, it could just be plain cheese and I'm happy. You know, like, so I really is. It's like, I just love pizza. And even like my family, my mom's always like, oh, you love pizza. And it's like, that's just my go-to. I just love it. That and chicken wings, especially eating them together.
Oh like, my God.
I'm like, all set.
Such a great, you know what's really good? Buffalo chicken pizza.
Yes. Yep. I do. I had that before. Yes. That is really good.
Yeah. It's super good.
It is.
Good one.
Yes, I love it. Yeah.
Okay. So if you were stranded on a deserted island and can only bring one thing with you, just it has to be an item, because I don't like people picking people, because then it gets too complicated. But if you could only pick one item, what would it be and why?
Man, that's tough. I know one item. So it could be like clothing, correct?
It could be clothing. Yeah.
Cause I always have to, first thing I thought of, like when I first saw that question was, I like always have to sleep with my socks. I know people like laugh at me, but it's like, that's, I can't fall asleep until like I have my socks on.
You're kidding.
So it's like, I feel like if I'm on a, yeah, like I have to, they just make me feel like just warm and just cozy. Like, I don't know, like I have to put on socks even in summertime. Like I put on my socks so they just make me fall asleep. And I actually read something somewhere, like even a study said people with that wear socks make them, they go to sleep faster.
What? Came from, that's so fascinating.
Yeah, I just read that one day and I was like, interesting. But I just feel like without my socks, like it's kind of hard for me. I just feel like cold, because I'm one of those people, I'm always cold anyway. So like my friends always like make, I always like to have the heat on. It's like I'm always cold. So it's like, and then the socks just have that extra support, so I have to have my socks.
And it's like, you're so funny. I'm like laughing over here. No, but like, so that would, even if you were on a really hot island, you would need the socks.
Yeah, definitely. Like, even though, because my family's from Barbados, and even I have, when we go there, like, I pack socks in my suitcase. Like, I have to bring them.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yeah. So, this kind of goes into the next question, but maybe you can think of something a little different in the routine. But what is something you have to do in your daily routine?
Daily routine, kind of. Well, talking, call my mother every day is like a daily routine of mine. Like, me and her talk every day.
That's
like, if she doesn't hear from me or vice versa, it's like, you know, she calls me, she's like, where are you? You know, especially I think, you know, she's obviously concerned, you know, I live by myself, although she lives in Cambridge, just like, you know, I think just kind of hearing my voice is like that validation, you know, because it's like, totally. You know, sometimes I could have a fall here. So I think that's honestly a deal. Like me and her talk like every day, more than once a day. And, you know, that's my mom. Yes, they drive us crazy sometimes. But, you know, yeah, that's my mom. That's my ride or die. So, yes, I would say that's like a daily thing. Like when I wake up and once I like wash my face, brush my teeth, like I call her.
I love it. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a sentimental one. That's a nice one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is like kind of a different turn, but what is your biggest pet peeve?
I do not like to see like hair, like in like, say if I see it in food, whether it doesn't even have to be my food, like I can see it say in my like kitchen, the bathroom, anywhere. I could be at home someplace or someone comes in that has like, cause I have like short hair. So it's like, I'm like, obviously that's not my hair. So it's like, you know, I could see it someplace else. I could be out in a restroom and it's like, I don't know what that is. It almost makes me feel like I could gag. I don't know what it is, but I just hate to see hair anywhere around me, like in the floor. And it's weird. Cause it's like, obviously I do my hair in the morning, but it's not like long, long. And I used to have really long hair and wear a lot of extensions at one point, but it's like, now I notice I don't like it. So that is one of my pet peeves. If I see it, I just feel like, oh, gross.
Yeah, no, I get that. Random string of hair. Yeah, gross.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. So that is one of like, that was one of the top things that came to my mind.
Hysterical. No, these have been so great. Yeah. Good job. Bravo.
Yeah.
So can we talk a little bit about what you do outside of your job? Like, what do you like to do in your free time?
Sure. My free time. I honestly love to watch TV. That is honestly my go-to. Cause honestly, I'm like, I don't really like go out and party and club like as much as I used to. It's like, I'm like, oh, I just like to be at home. Like at home makes me happy.
I'm a homebody. There's something about being home.
That's yes.
But like, what are your go-to shows? Like, what are some shows?
Oh my God. I watch like everything is crazy. I watch the shows on like, say VH1. I watch like Love and Hip Hop every Mondays. And then I would watch like a show called Blackish. And then I watched This Is Us. I watched Married at First Sight.
I watched all of those shows too.
Yeah, I watched. And then you watched another show I watched. It comes on actually tonight. It's called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It comes on CW.
How is that?
I love it. I think it's like hilarious. I'm like, I think it's so funny because she's crazy. And I'm like, this is hilarious. And then I also watched like Jane the Virgin. I love that. I watched Scandal. Yeah, Jane the Virgin is awesome. So, yeah, it's like I feel like I range of, like, you know, all different types of shows. And then I would turn around, too, and I feel like I'm also a big kid at times. I have no problem admitting it. Like, I would sit there and watch the Disney Channel. Like, I'm so excited that So Raven came back with her spinoff, Raven's Home. I was like, yes. And then I'm like so sad Girls Meets World ended. I was excited for that, too.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, that was, you know, a Cory and Topanga. So it's called like how it was Boy Meets Girl.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay, it took me a minute.
So yeah, that was on for a couple of seasons. And then it kind of ended last summer. I was like, oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
So yeah, I watched like a range of everything.
I love it. Well, it shows like your personality, you know, by like moving around. Yes. Shows like you like a variety of things. That's awesome.
Exactly. I do. I'm like, oh my God, I watch so many shows. Well, my shows, like, I feel at the end of the day, like, people don't understand, like, they make me happy. Like, you know, say if I wake up and I could have, like, a fall one day or just be kind of down and out and not really in the best mood, but it's, like, knowing that I have shows to look forward to, like, that honestly just makes me happy. It's, like, the littlest things like that, especially if it's, like, a show that, like, say I like to watch Nick Cannon Wildin' Out on Thursdays. It's, like, his TV show alone, like, that cracks me up.
Yeah.
So it's, like, those, like, type of things I look forward to, yeah.
Did you see him when he came to Boston?
Yes, I was there. Me and my cousins went and my sister. I was so excited.
Oh my God, I was there too. We were in the same spot.
Oh my God,
it was so funny. It was fun.
I had a good time. Yes, I was expecting, I guess I didn't know because I was like, you know, I wasn't expecting it to be like the exact TV show, but I still had a good time. But I would eventually love to go to the show in New York City that he takes.
Right.
I think that would be
that's
fun.
That's the live, right. That's like the live viewing. That's so cool.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that would be awesome. I was like, oh, that's on my list of things to do.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm right up there with you. Awesome.
So, yeah.
So Keisha, this has been so fun. Tell us how people can get your shirts. So like on your website.
Sure. Well, you can get my shirts at www.girlschronicallyrock.com. And then I also have an Instagram page. It's girlschronically_rock, where, you know, I have on that Instagram page, I talk about everyday life I post some things, you know, living with muscular dystrophy, and also promote and advertise my t-shirts. And then on Facebook, you can also check out my fan page at Girls Chronically Rock as well. And then there I also post, and you can go directly to the website and look at the t-shirt lines and purchase a t-shirt.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. This has been such a ball. You are so fun.
Yeah, thank you. So are you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm so excited, everyone. You have to totally check out Girls Chronically Rock. Keisha is awesome, has a great inspiring story. And one thing we didn't touch, which if you don't mind, I bring it up, but you do work with Tommy John too, which is so awesome.
Oh, yes.
To all the men that are listening to our podcast right now. So
yes, I do work at Tommy John. So you can find Tommy John at Nordstrom and at Men's Warehouse on Boylston Street, Cambridge Side Galleria, and in Dedham. So the Men's Warehouse was, you know, selective, like, so it wasn't at all at first, but yes, in that old Nordstrom location. Yeah, come by, get some Tommy John, some new styles and colors should be coming in. So yeah, and sometimes I'm mostly at the Nordstrom location in Burlington. So yeah, come check me out and buy some Tommy John.
What do you do for Tommy John? You know, before we close out, I wanted our audience to know.
Oh, sure. So I kind of like, so it's like I'm a merchandise coordinator. That's my title. So what I kind of do is I go in touch base with the visual managers, department managers, sales associates, because at the end of the day, they're there every day. So I kind of like get feedback from them. What are customers saying? What are they like? What sizes are low in stock? And then I would go in back stock, you know, kind of see what is back there, what's low, kind of take notes, you know, for myself. Mm-hmm. And then I would bring out, like, if anything's low, like on the sales floor, then I would bring them out to the sales floor just to make the shelf look nice and full and presentable. And then I always try to see if I can get extra, like, real estate, you know, exposure on the sales floor. So it's not just, say, in that one section, like, especially for the holiday, I try to get it, like, say, in the women's department. Sometimes, you know, the women, because they buy a lot for their men.
Right.
And just try to spread it out, even in the fitting room. So when the men's going in, they're like, hey, look at Tommy John. So I just try to get the sales, you know, keep them up, keep them going. I train the sales staff as well when new merchandise comes in. So I would go into the store and train them and let them know, like, hey, this is this type of fabric. These are the colors coming in. If a customer asks this, you know, and then I pass out my business card. So I honestly love it. It's a lot of fun. And I feel like having that relationship with the store's associates and managers is key. Cause at the end of the day, it's like, you know, we help each other. When I'm not there in the store, it's like, you know, at least they can say, hey, Keisha, this came in and I'm going to make sure to put it out for you. So I feel like that relationship with the stores, people don't really understand. It's like, that's so important. Cause it's like, if you go in and they don't know who you are or you're just whatever, then it's like, they really can't make sure your Tommy John is selling and make sure it looks good on the floor.
Right.
So, and I just do multiple. I do the Burlington, I do Natick, and I do sometimes Providence, Rhode Island, but it's a little far, but they do reimburse for mileage, which is awesome. So, and then the Men's Warehouse on Boylston Street and Cambridge Side Galleria. So I kind of like it because I'm not like at the same place all the time. Like I'm at a different, you know, and see different faces. That's what I like.
I mean, and it's right up your alley. It's all in fashion and you're dealing with the men's
exactly.
side. You almost have like a variety of both. It's kind of cool.
Exactly. And that's what I kind of like working. Cause I had a different variety of merchandising jobs in the past with like, you know, different, you know, merchandise for women, like lingerie and things like that. But one thing I noticed with men is like, at least I know when they come into the department, like, I don't know if you notice, like they know what they want. They're not like us where we may be undecisive. It's so and it's like when a man comes in, it's like they, you know, so I'm like, I know he's going to buy. And it's easy to convince them.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, yeah. And it's like, they know what they want. Like they come in, they're like, where's Tommy John? Cause the men don't really like to be at a store like that.
Right.
You know, so it's like, they know what they want. So that's why one thing I like with them, I'm just like, hey, I know he's coming over here. Let me talk to him. He's going to buy Tommy John.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's so true.
Yeah. So I love it.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, this was so awesome chatting with you, Keisha. Thanks again so much for
coming. Yes. Same here.
And everybody, be sure to follow Keisha on social media. Do you want to say like your Facebook, any other Facebook pages you might or social media?
Sure. So you can find me at Facebook. My name is Keisha, K-E-I-S-H-A. Last name is Graves, and that is spelled G-R-E-A-V-E-S. You can easily find me on Facebook and then on social media, Keisha Graves as well. And then also type in Girls Chronically Rock and you will totally find me because I'm always posting and hashtagging Girls
awesome.
Chronically Rock. So once you type in that, I'll be right there.
Perfect. Be sure to get social and buy your Girls Chronically Rock stuff and follow Keisha today. Thanks again.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to Next on Scene and stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com.
Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.